School underway all around the area and around the state of Illinois. Abbott and Avon District 276, no exception. Things underway there. And joining us to talk about some things happening there is their superintendent, Dr. Mike Curry. Mike, good morning. How are you today?
Doing fine. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Well, thanks for coming in with us again this morning. I know we said talk to you off the air. Rain the whole way here. That's beautiful. I guess some people need it.
Some people do need rain. That is true right now.
Yeah, I don't necessarily, but that's all right. Well, school year underway. So you guys have been at it, what, for 2 weeks now today?
No, we started on the 20th.
Oh, you started on the 20th. Okay, so back at it. One of the things I want to start with, and we've talked with the other superintendents we've spoken with so far, of course, we talked to a group of you over the summer. You went with Jody Scott and the people from the ROE 33 up to Chicago to plead to the board there about the state school board about their change in the pre-K funding, which they had kind of screwed up. And then last minute they said, "Oh yeah, okay, we'll put that money back." Were you able to do anything, or is there plans now for the future with that in particular?
Well, they didn't put all that money back.
Okay.
So that's point one. You bring up that trip to Chicago, a 4 a.m. van drive to Chicago with a full superintendents to talk with State Superintendent Tony Smith. But Jody Scott did a fantastic job representing ROE 33, and over some time we were able to pick up some more money. Eventually, our current budget looks like we're going to continue to keep our two. Well, we have two expansion classrooms and two 1.5 PFA classrooms. We're going to keep those going for this year for sure. We're about $70,000 in the red to run those programs, but we still feel like the benefit of having them is worth taking that financial hit right now.
You know, I've never even asked you this question. What's the actual setup? I know the high school is in Abingdon, the junior high in Avon. Is there grade schools in both communities, or how are you set up?
Correct. There's pre-K through 5 at Heading Grade School in Abingdon, and there's also the high school 912 in Abingdon. And then in Avon, there's a pre-K through 5 Avon Elementary School, and then there's the Abingdon Avon Middle School, which is 6, 7, 8. Right there across the parking lot.
Yeah, which would be at the old Avon High School building.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah,
correct.
I kind of thought that was the setup. I wanted to make sure of that. So the pre-K would be one in each.
There's a PFA. There's two different kinds of pre-K right now. There's a preschool for all, and then there's the expansion grant classrooms. And we have a PFA and an expansion grant classroom in Heading, and we have a half PFA, half expansion grant classroom in Avon.
Well, again, of course, as you say, you didn't get all that money back, and the state didn't put all that money back, and of course, you don't get all your payments due to you. How are things financially sitting for you guys as you head into the school year here?
We're doing fine currently with our fund balances. One thing that we're really excited about is the community facility sales tax. The district has been using that income to offset bond payments for the taxpayer, and we will be finished paying those bonds. So starting last month, that money that's coming in is now going to directly affect our ability to improve our facilities. So we're really excited to be able to use that money for one of the two designated purposes. So when the tax came in, the board made a decision to offset bond payments for the taxpayer. They've done that. Now it's time to use that money to upgrade our older facilities.
One of those categorical payments that you guys rely on, and it's become more important since, not that it wasn't already important to each district, but since you consolidated and the district's become bigger, that transportation payment, that is such a huge thing, and especially downstate. And even just locally here, there are so many districts that cover a really, really big square mileage area.
It's like chasing a rainbow to find that pot of gold. You never know when it's coming. I believe we were caught up last year. By caught up, I mean we got the right number of payments, but some were from last year, some from the year before. So, but right now our transportation is really, we're doing all right transportation-wise, fund balance. Additionally, transportation is just a big cog in the wheel of our district with being so spread out.
I'm guessing that's a pretty big chunk of budget, too.
It's a good size piece, yeah.
Yeah. Dr. Mike Curry, Abingdon Avon District 276 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. Well, let's talk about the start of the year. Of course, athletics, a big part of school and other extracurricular activities. You guys got things underway, of course. First football game tonight. You said, and again, travel, transportation. I mean, you're talking to some of the games. You guys took a trip last night, volleyball, all the way down to Astoria.
Took a trip down to SFR, played South Fulton Rebels in Astoria, and our girls looked pretty good, and were able to get a two-game victory. and the JV as well. So they're starting their season off strong. And then, of course, tonight we go to Bushnell Prairie City for our first football game of the year.
You know, it's interesting, and all of you locally, especially that are superintendents, you are all educators, teachers, and most of you in the area have also been coaches. You've been involved in athletics, and that's not the reason you think athletics are important, but I think maybe even more so that you know, when it comes down to it, when you have a budget problem, and a lot of people say, oh, first thing that goes, sports or whatever, extracurriculars, and you try not to think that way because extracurricular activities are such an important part of education.
I'm a firm believer that athletics give you, as a coach, an opportunity to instill attributes and qualities in the athletes that classroom teachers don't have the opportunity to. Classroom teachers impart instruction, build relationships. Teaching or coaching gives you an opportunity to coach a kid through adversity, coach a kid through you can do more than you think you can do. Gives you an opportunity to be an impact on the same kids for 4 years often. While, you know, as a teacher, sometimes you're switching kids every year, sometimes every trimester in our situation, every quarter, every semester. So I believe athletics is a vital part of the entirety of high school education.
Well, and for you personally, also having been a coach probably carries over into being a superintendent and running a team.
Yeah, guaranteed. I mean, I think the ability to coach my administrators, to coach their teachers, when I was a principal, to coach the teachers that I helped serve, having been a high school coach for many, many years in football, basketball, baseball, a little soccer here and there, a little bit of track, you help out wherever you can. But I believe those experiences helped me coach the people that serve my district.
Speaking of principals, you have a new one at your high school. Have you been able to keep that guy in line? Because you know how Rova graduates are.
He's hard to find. He blends right in with the crowd.
Yes, really. He really is. At 6'6", he doesn't stand out at all.
Yeah, I know. Mr. Weeman is doing a fantastic job. He's learning on his feet because that's how that job goes. You take classes and you do internships, and it prepares you for very little, and it's not a slight on the programs. It's just the nature of being a high school principal, elementary principal, is just not what anybody is prepared for. But he's doing a great job so far.
Dr. Mike Curry, he is Abingdon Avon District 276 superintendent, joining us here this morning. You talked about the facilities upgrades. Is there anything infrastructure-wise that you're working on now or hope to be working on in the near future?
Well, we've addressed some cosmetics. We've refreshed Heading Grade School. This summer, we've also, our sixth grade wing for the middle school was updated to our modern classroom design, which we've talked about previously on the morning show. And we're going to address at least two buildings' roofs this coming summer. And we're in the midst of about a $265,000 boiler project at Heading Grade School, which is being done now so that we're ready for the heating season.
Yeah, and that's one of those I assume over the years will pay for itself in energy savings. There we go. Okay, maybe not.
We just want to heat the buildings. It certainly will be way more efficient than the 50s era boiler that size of two of them, size of a minivan in the basement right now. So
yeah, and those roofs are not cheap, I'm sure. So
no, they are not cheap, but they are definitely necessary.
Yeah, we had that conversation with Joe Sornberger from Rova because theirs have been since the school was built in 1949.
Right, their boiler project.
Yeah, so yeah, that is not an easy one. Yeah, and the way, and especially unless it's a pretty new school like Knoxville or even and even Farmington, I mean, they're probably none of them all that energy efficient.
Well, I don't have a degree in energy efficiency, but even your home could always be more energy efficient, right?
Absolutely. The high school building in Abingdon, I still consider that. That's the new building to be, but what, mid-late 70s?
That's how I understand yes.
I mean, because it was when I was in high school, I think. Like it, but it still seems like the new, and it's still nice, but yeah, but it's still, you know, you're talking 40-some years old already, though.
Well, we won't put it that, I was born in 1970, so we can do the math here on the air, but we all get older, even our building.
Absolutely. Dr. Mike Curry, Abingdon Avon District 276 superintendent, joining us here this morning. What are some things you're looking forward to in this new school year at Abingdon Avon?
Well, you never like to see staff leave, but we have 16 new staff members, which is pretty exciting. So we've taken some time to really get to try to get to know them. And this year I'm pushing out a short introduction of each person every day on Facebook and Twitter, et cetera, our webpage. So we're through the first week now of new staff members out there on the web. And go out there and learn a little bit about them, everything from why they're a teacher to their favorite food. So we're excited just about sharing that out and welcoming them to our district. We also are starting the new year with a brand new teacher's contract that I think shows our staff that they're valued and we're here to support them. We're continuing to address, like I said, our facilities and update our classrooms. Pretty excited that we were able to hire two instructional coaches, and instructional coaches are there to support the teachers. We're using it for mathematics and writing competency, so we're pretty excited about that. And we're really focusing on what is known as a makerspace concept, where kids are really just allowed to get in and be creative and build stuff. So we've purchased a couple really elaborate, you remember Legos, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, just put that on steroids. Just,
oh, okay.
Robotics, Lego, building. I mean, just the whole kit and caboodle of just allowing the kids to be creative in this makerspace setting.
You mentioned 16 new hires. Did you fill all the positions that you had open, number one?
Has anybody filled all the positions they have open?
That was a tough task, because even finding that many is not easy. We talked with you and the rest of the superintendents in the district and here all over the state of Illinois. That is a tough task, but you were able to at least get a good chunk of them.
We were able to fill almost all the positions that we had open, and some really late with some fantastic people, to be honest with you. Sometimes late in the game, you don't know who's going to apply, but we've really got some fantastic people that came late. Additionally, we do have an English position where we have a sub in probably for the whole year, but that individual has worked and done that same sort of work for us over time. So we have confidence in that person. And we do have a science position open. So the kids, we were able to kind of crunch some kids, which doesn't sound good, into one teacher's caseload. And then physics is a class that we're doing online. So we were able to do that. But we could use two science teachers. It would be great to get one more to fill out our science department that's normally two.
I was going to say, if you have any need for audio production, Nick is available after 9 o'clock every morning, because he doesn't do anything the rest of the day.
Does Nick have a substitute teacher's license?
No.
I can send you across the street to RO 33.
He's got his degree, and who knows?
One more person that's not really new to the staff but new to his position. I want to mention Coach Aaron Hoover, our new athletic director as well.
Okay.
So he's kind of learning on the go as well.
Yeah. All right. So. Dr. Mike Curry, he is having an Avon District 276 superintendent joining us here this morning. So I always, when the new school year starts, and obviously you're there throughout the summer as well, you're kind of a year-round position with maybe a vacation, but still always exciting to get the kids and teachers back in the building.
Yeah, that's everybody that knows me knows my favorite day of the year is the first day of school. I think most administrators and most teachers would tell you that. But for me, it just really truly is. You try to get out and see everything and see everybody. It's pouring down rain on our first day this year. So I got out as much as I could. And then spent the second day in the buildings for sure. One thing that happened over the summer that I didn't mention is to make space, which is always good when you need more space in the building for classrooms and kids, is my office has actually moved out of Heading Grade School. We've now moved across the street basically into a suite attached to the local State Farm agent. So the district office is now separated from the buildings, which for me is not ideal, because, you know, I like being able to go out and be around kids every day, but it's what's best for kids, so we're going to make it work. So if you're looking for me, I probably won't be there. I'll be in the buildings. But if you're looking for the district office, we're now not at Heading Grade School.
Be honest. They didn't kick you out, did they?
I think if you asked Principal Andrews, maybe. But when she said she needed space, we looked around. There was only two places to vacate, and that was my office and the district office. So we made it happen.
Dr. Mike Curry, having an Avon District 276 superintendent, joining us here this morning. Mike, anything we need to know about as the new school year gets underway?
No, I mean, every year starts with the feeling of great things are going to happen, and I hope that continues for us. You know, we're just trying to build a culture of value and support for our students and value and support for our staff, and we just hope to continue that on through the rest of this year.
Mike, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Have a great day.